This is VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you, Tom, and good Tuesday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time. Welcome to Prophetic Tuesday, live from our studios here in Austin, Texas. Want to welcome those of you that are listening on VPN Radio and those of you that are listening via TuneIn Radio. We are keeping the watch of the Lord, according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord, watching and praying, just as Jesus taught us to do." Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs here on VPN Radio may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. VPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne, edited by Aliona, and supported by you, our loyal listeners. So welcome to Prophetic Tuesday. Let's pray, America. It's going to be a wonderful day here. We always enjoy Prophetic Tuesdays here on BPN Radio because we get to broadcast on our Facebook Live. And I just know that one word from God can change your life forever. And I have so many testimonies and examples of that. And I'm going to be telling you a little bit later on how you can get a free copy of my book, my prophetic book. But we're going to prophesy today. So many people have turned in their names for prophetic prayer, and I'm going to share prophetic prayer. This past Sunday, one of my spiritual sons, Evander Holyfield, was inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. He and two other men were inducted. It was an incredible honor. And in 2005, I was ministering in Austin, Texas, although I didn't live here at that time. And I called a young man up to pray for him and prophesy over him. But before I could start prophesying, I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit speak into my ear and say to me these words, Evander Holyfield is about to make a major comeback. Now, what I did not know was that Evander Holyfield had been disqualified from boxing in New York. He had lost three consecutive fights, and it looked like his career was over. But the Holy Spirit gave me a word. I looked around thinking that maybe Evander Holyfield was in the congregation, in the church. But I knew as I looked that he was not. But little did I know that Evander Holyfield's trainer, personal trainer, was standing right before me, the man who had been training him for 20 years. He went and told Evander the word that I had given him immediately after the service. And Evander said, "Would you have this man to call me? And here is my cell phone number." So I called Evander Holyfield, and he said, "I heard that you gave me a word in the church service tonight." And I said, "Yes." And I said, "Also, I have an addendum. I have some additional words." And I began to prophesy those words. And he said to me at the conclusion of our conversation, "Would you help me make this comeback journey?" Because I had prophesied that Evander Holyfield was about to make a major comeback. So in 2005, and six, I began to travel with Evander Holyfield, and for several years I began to make the comeback journey with him, including the fight in Moscow, Russia, where he fought again for the heavyweight title of the world. And I became a chaplain of the Real Deal of boxing events that he headed. I helped him write his book, Becoming Holyfield, and later became a spiritual father to him. So I was very proud of him being inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. And just another example of how one word from God can change your life forever. And so I know there are many of you that are desiring a word from God because you know what it can, what one word can do. But I want to tell you that so many times we are only wanting a word about our present situation. And God is concerned about your present situation, but he's more concerned about your lifetime. So sometimes when I get prophetic words, it may not appear that God is responding to your to a word concerning your husband, your wife, the purchase of a new home, or the starting of a new business, but it pertains to your life. And remember, when I give you a prophetic word today, it could be a now word, something God is doing now. It could be a future word, something God is going to do next month, next year, 2 years, 5 years. It could be a confirming word, something you've already heard, something you already know in your spirit, or it could be a brand new word. The Lord spoke to the prophet and said, "New things do I declare. Before they sprang forth, I'm going to tell you of them." So sometimes God speaks things to us that we have never even thought about, because the Bible says, "Unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think, according to the power that is working in you." So remember, if you get a word today, it is only a word. It is not a chapter or a book. It's one word from God. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 that we know in part and prophesy in part. So it'll just be a part. And what you'll do is take that. You have to receive it by faith. You'll take it, write it down, and begin to speak it into your life. And as you begin to speak that word, God will enlarge that word and expand that word and bring it into existence. Because I believe that we literally, and I've learned this by experience, that we literally speak our worlds into existence. The Bible said in Genesis chapter 1 that God spoke the world into existence. The Bible said in John chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." So I'm going to give prophetic words today. Of course, I can't prophesy over all the people. I don't have enough time to prophesy over all the people that's left your name and your city and your state. But I'll prophesy over as many as I possibly can today. And remember, even if I don't call your name, you may hear the voice of the Lord speak a word into your ear. Whatever it may be, you write it down. And so, Father, we just pray right now in Jesus' name that the will, plan, and purpose of God be done here on Prophetic Tuesday here on BPN Radio. And I just pray that you will speak to us. And Holy Ghost, I pray that you will just come and minister. I pray that you would minister in a very special way today. And I pray that you'll speak to people. Speak to people that are listening or watching today in Jesus' name, because we love the prophetic word. And I believe that you're going to speak to us today in Jesus' name. I want us to get ready. Anoint your ears to hear, your eyes to see, and your heart to receive. Here we go. We're going to get ready.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Most of all,
I hear the prayers of the prophet.
Well, I love to hear the voice of the Lord. And so I'm believing today that we're going to hear the voice of the Lord speak. It's going to be an incredible day, an incredible time, and I am very excited to get started. I've been up since early this morning praying over names that have been presented to me, and I'm going to share what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say over different people that have written me and left their names. Tony F., from Fort Worth, Texas, I see fresh oil being poured on your head, moving you into a new anointing, at times stepping away from your keyboard to lead the congregation in worship and singing in the Spirit, creating a dynamic atmosphere of glory in the church. Sherry Y., from Oklahoma City, help this young generation. I hear the Holy Spirit saying to you, help this young generation find their way. Take their resumes and introduce them. help them determine direction for their lives. Point them in a direction. Use your influence to open doors for them. Help them to find the hidden treasures of their lives. Stir up the gifts of a passive generation. And Tanya F. from Seattle, Washington. I hear the Holy Spirit saying your search will only be completed when you dig out those dreams that have been deposited in the very depth of your heart and soul. Don't be afraid to dig. Don't hesitate to develop that relationship. Don't be afraid of what you may find in the deep recesses of your own heart and soul. Give full expression to what God is sharing with you and depositing in you. Remember that your hunger for Him will give you access to the fulfillment that you have never known and could never be achieved in the realm of the natural. In pursuit of all of it, you will learn how to trust again and what a Father's love is really all about. It's not a geographical location, but a spiritual location called the heart of God, the heart of the Father. And you will begin to minister to other women who have not had a relationship with their dad, and you will begin to bring them into a new trust in God, their Father. And Brent L. from College Station, Texas, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, there's a major process taking place in your life. There's another step you need to take to put you in that position to receive that promotion that you so desperately need to move into that place where major opportunities wait for you. Just one more step, just a little longer. Stacy G. from Houston, Texas. Hear the Holy Spirit saying you're an incredible administrator, a long-term runner. You have a tremendous heart for God. And I have a word for your son. He is moving into a new space and time, a God time that might deeply concern you at the present, but know that I'm setting people in his path that will lead him into my presence. Give him some space. Trust me, I'm watching out for him in response to your many prayers. And Tim and Joy T. from Arlington, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying he has given you God thoughts about your next step. This transition will bring major results. Don't confuse your thoughts with God thoughts. God is not the author of confusion. He will bring you to a place of clear direction and endearment and understanding. Your heart's being endeared to those who are in desperate situations that will cause them to enter to places they have never been as a result of you going into places you have never been, led by a heart of compassion. And Danny C. from Clearwater, Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying the best is yet to come. You're operating in a dimension of the supernatural you've never experienced before. Signs, wonders, and miracles will become the norm of your life. In times past, you have allowed the opinions of others to silence you, but no more. Go for it. Launch out into the deep for a big catch. And Shay S. from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. God has given you that amazing gift of being able to present the message in a way that those in the secular world can grasp. Your gift of communication will open major doors for you in the future to make presentations of the gospel in ways that those in the secular world can take hold of. You will make many disciples who in turn will impact their generation. And Tammy T.O., from Lake Worth, Florida. Quit being so hard on yourself. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, quit criticizing yourself. Quit comparing yourself with others. The days of struggling over who you really are coming to a close. Walk in strong confidence with those things He has placed in your hands. Take another good look at yourself and realize that you really are a very unique person with many unique giftings that will bring you great pleasure in days to come. Hey, I would like to pause before I go any further and say that all of the prophetic sessions, including today's, are being put on our website at breakoutradiochurch.com. And you can go there, and all of those are being posted. If you just look to the left of our website, all of those are being posted on breakoutradiochurch.com, and you can get all of those prophetic sessions for the past several weeks, past several months. Just want to mention that to you, and in case you miss any of the prophetic words that I've been given in days past. Okay, over Marcus Rutledge, Marcus R. from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Marcus, go past those things you know into an unfamiliar territory. The Holy Spirit is moving you out of a place of familiarity into lands that flow with milk and honey. Change is here to stay. There will be other changes that will result in the most rewarding seasons of your life. Once again, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't be afraid of change, because change is here to stay. Lisa P. from Louisiana, no more excuses. You're called to help people get back on their feet again, to dream again. Patty J. from Oklahoma City, don't forfeit your future for temporal pleasures or temporal promotions. Look down the road. It's a long journey, but there will be unexpected blessings along the way. Teach others how to live life and not just go through life. And Susie C. from Lake Worth, Florida. Susie C. from Oklahoma City. Susie, I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're looking in the wrong direction, all the wrong places, for that place inside of you that has not been fulfilled. You look at me. Keep your eyes fixed on me. I'm the author and finisher of your faith. Take the limits off. No boundaries. No boundaries. And Brad S. from Monticello, Arkansas. You must not run past the finish line. Hear the Holy Spirit saying, you must not stay too long at the dried up brook. There's a people in Zarephath that are waiting for you, more than you realize. A thirsty people who will honor you and drink in every word that you speak. And John A. from Roswell, New Mexico. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, I've given you many nations in the south. Go deep into the heart of the lands that I placed in your heart. Don't camp out near, at the border. Take those gifts I placed in your hands, for they surely will make room for you. You're entering the most fruitful season of your life. Start and don't stop. Don't look back. Keep going a little farther until I tell you to stop. And Shannon L. from Cleburne, Texas. The pressures of your life are being turned up, but you operate best under a certain amount of pressure. When others are fading and falling by the wayside, you keep going. You're like the Energizer bunny rabbit. Your passion is unmeasurable, and you have inner strength that will cause you to finish long after others have faded. These giftings will land you in a place of incredible leadership with people who will not take advantage of you, but will truly love you for who you are and not because of your wonderful giftings. And Narisa V. from San Diego, California, your ability to make wise investments are going to land you on the board of major companies and corporations. You will expand as a result of inside information from other nations, including Asia. Your portion will be major and give you an opportunity to be a major player in the world of economics. Sherito W. from Bowling Green, Kentucky. I hear the Holy Spirit saying stage two. Second scene, your life has been playing out like a live theater production. You passed the first step, and now you're on the second. This will be the most important scene of your life, where you will make major decisions that may land you on the third and final stage, which will bring great reward for all of your artistic giftings. Be aware of those who will attempt to lure you away from the second scene by making all sorts of false promises. Remember that controlling and manipulating spirit that he has will derail you from scene three. Keep communicating with the Holy Spirit, and remember that promotion does not come from man. It does not come from the east or the west or the south, but promotion comes from the Lord. He sets one down and stands another one up. Brad K. from Lake Placid, Florida. This is your in-between time, your place of rest that will include another season of adventure as a result of your obedient heart that longs to do His will and helps others. Hear the Holy Spirit saying He's helping you catch your breath, being able to ascend into a different dimension in which from which you operated in days gone past, giving you time to get over the disappointments, things that could have been, might have been, should have been, things that did not work out according to your expectations. But He is moving you beyond expectations into a land of anticipation. Remember, the place you are in is not a place of retreat. It's a place of rest where you will receive much revelation concerning the next assignment that waits longingly for you. The Holy Spirit is saying He's excited about working with you in your future assignments. And Janelle M. from Oklahoma City, go ahead and do it. That's what I hear the Holy Spirit saying. Go ahead and do it. Do it for yourself. Record those songs that you've been singing for so long and include some of those old hymns from the hymnals that Christians sang from many years ago. Assemble those who believe in you and determine what is in your hand and move forward, for you have ownership. Remember that God is working in you, and He is giving you the opportunity to sing old songs that will turn into new opportunities for you to really do what is in your heart and get paid for it. And Sharon S. from Chattanooga, Tennessee, quit questioning yourself. Quit halting between two different opinions. No more dwelling in the valley of indecision. Make that decision that has been stirring in your heart for so long, and don't be afraid of failure. Assemble those who believe in you and determine what is in your hand. Keep moving forward. It's time for you to have ownership. And remember that God is working it all out on your behalf. And I have a word for Lisa from Rockwall, Texas. Remember that He inhabits the praises of His people. And because of your intense praise, He is opening new doors to train others how to worship Him. Because you're going to begin to take what is in the very depths of your soul, the very depths of your heart, and begin to play a major role, because the church is moving into a new season of worship, which is going to touch the heart of our Master and help bring this nation into a new spirit of awakening, spiritual awakening. You're going to be a key player in the coming revivals in this land. I have a word for Michelle and Jonathan Michael from McKinney, Texas. Excuse me while I take a short drink of tea there. Michelle and Jonathan Michael from McKinney, Texas. Michelle, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you to travail in prayer for those things that are in the heart of God for our nation. Those prayers that are being prayed in secret will result in the public ministry of Jonathan Michael and other young men who will come out of obscurity to preach to their generation. You will see the results with your own eyes and be rewarded according to your faithfulness in your prayer closet, that secret place. Brian J. from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. The amazing opportunity to extend the foundation that has been laid for you in your province has come. You're going to be one that not only has local influence, but major governmental influence in your province and in your nation. Act quickly on this opportunity that is now in the season of your life. Don't say no. Your mind will say no to this open door and opportunity, but your spirit will say yes. Listen to the voice of the Spirit, because there is a lot of fruit that has already been sown into your life that is going to result in a major harvest. I'm also hearing the Holy Spirit saying you're going to reap a harvest in places that you have never sown into. And Everett from Houston, Texas. Everett, the winds are blowing in your direction. Everett V. from Houston, Texas. Winds that will cause you to fly higher than the eagles. You have not been looking high enough. You're in the right place. You're just not ascending high enough. Look up. Quit looking down. Look up. It's all there. The God ideas that he's put in your heart are in motion. Partners are waiting to help you, making way for others to who have invested in your life and in your projects. And so you must make the vision plain, and they'll respond. And Rachel T. from Smithville, Missouri, you have this special gift to bring harmony to so many situations. You bring an atmosphere of peace in stormy times. You are a spiritual storm chaser, chasing down the storms in people's lives and helping bring the Holy Spirit into a place where disunity has disrupted the progress that is so desperately needed for assignments that have been given to different individuals and different people groups. You're going to be ministering to those who desperately need to live a harmonious lifestyle. Annabelle D.M. from Florida, Clewiston, Florida. Another step of preparation is opening for you in preparation for the major assignment that God has placed in your heart as a child. Dreams really do come true, and yours is on the way. You got to take the next step, though. It's a short season of commitment that will bring long-term results. And Terry D. from Amarillo, Texas, you were not created to live a normal life. No, it's not business as usual for you. You're much too adventuresome to settle for the status quo. Arrangements are now being made for you to enter into an assignment that may appear too big for you, but you were made for the big. You were made for the bigness to step out of your comfort zone and move in that direction. You've reached a demarcation in your life. You've done well. But you've been making room for the big, and so you must get ready for the biggest season of your life. So I just want to remind everybody, you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time here on BPN Radio that was birthed out of Gene and I's heart and spirit in 2014. And we're so thankful for our team that works with us. And I just want to encourage those of you that are listening that you too can give prophetic words to other people. If there's anything that people need, long for, people in the Christian world, people in the secular world, they need a word from God. And since 1985, serving as a prophetic voice in this nation and the nations of the world, I've been able to speak to so many, many people that long for a prophetic word, including one of our presidents of the United States. I gave him a word concerning the Iraqi war. God wants to give you entrance, and prophecy will expand your life. And just getting a word from God can cause your life to expand and promotion come your way. I've written a book that talks about the prophetic, and you're going to have an opportunity to receive that prophetic book free of charge that I've given prophetic instructions, how I got into the prophetic, and steps to help you operate in the prophetic. And so one of my associates, Ian Keeper, is going to come and share with you how you can get a free copy of my prophetic book, and then I'll be back with more prophetic words.
All right. Hey, Pastor Dale, thank you so much. So just want to invite you to download a free copy of Dale's book, God Assignments. And this book, How to Start and How to Finish, written by Dale Gentry, is a prophetic book. And again, it's a free copy for you to download and read at your leisure. And you can do that by visiting www.godassignments.com. And if you just input your email address, then we're going to give you a link to download your free version of Dale's book, God Assignments. And so, again, that website address is www.godassignments.com. So, again, download your free copy. Please do read it and let us know what you think. We'd love to hear back from you. And I love interaction from the church members and from those of you that are out there listening live on Facebook and on bpnradio.com and the TuneIn app. We'd love to hear from you, so please let us know your thoughts on God Assignments, and do like and share this as well. It's a powerful book. I don't know how God's going to speak to you through this book, but I know he's going to, and I know it's going to open your ears up to the prophetic and open maybe your mouth up to be a prophetic word for someone else. So do download your copy. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Okay, thank you so very, very much, Ian Kieber, one of he and his wife, Allison, two of our associates here on BPN Radio. And Allison worked with me last week concerning Prophetic Tuesday. She did a great job. So get that book, download it, and read it, and I believe that it will change your life. It tells many of the stories, including the story about Evander Holyfield, other stories that I put in there that will build your faith, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, and also faith comes by hearing other people's testimonies. So thank you so very, very much. And we're going to continue to give prophetic words now, because we know that one word from God can change your life forever. Lacey T. from Enid, Oklahoma. There are no easy solutions to those things you're facing, but it's not as complicated as you may think. It's a matter of eliminating those things which you've overcommitted yourself to do. Pause and consider, and don't be afraid to rearrange your schedule and your to-do list. Remember that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Don't measure yourself with the things you accomplish on your to-do list, because there's a new rhythm of life that is waiting for you that's going to bring you into a season of greater productivity. Observe the new demarcation that is coming your way. And Ruth M. from Sand Springs, Oklahoma, you're an amazing teacher and mentor. I see you starting to mentor a group of your ambitious young ladies that are devoted to a heart for God and desire to do major exploits for him and his kingdom. And you're going to support them, encourage them, because you have an incredible gift of encouragement, bringing out the best in every person. So there's a group of young ladies that await you, and this group is going to do great exploits. And they won't all graduate from your mentoring classes all at once. They will go one at a time as they are ready to enter into that next assignment. You're not only going to prepare them for ministry, but you'll also prepare them for marriage. That's what I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you. And I bless you, Ruth. And Rebecca B. from Hiawassee, Georgia. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, what are you waiting for? The starting point is now. So get started, align yourself with those who believe in you, and see the real you, not the old you, but the new you. There is a new you, Rebecca. And there will be those that will shake their head in disbelief concerning what the new you is going to do. And so I just bless you right now, Rebecca, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And I just want to pause and just say that God is at work in your life. You must understand that the plan that he has for you is a good plan. It is not an evil plan, but it's a good plan. To do what? To give you a future and a hope. God is a God of hope. And I want to say concerning people that give you a word, you don't have to receive every word that is given to you. If you don't bear witness to that word, you must not receive it. Do you understand? You must not receive a word that you don't bear witness to. On the other hand, you cannot receive a prophetic word with your mind, because your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from God. You must receive it by faith, even though it may not make sense at the moment. You must receive it by faith, and then God will help you walk it out and will give you incredible revelation, additional revelation concerning that situation in your heart and in your life. And so I bless you right now in Jesus' name, and I ask God to bless you in all that you put your hands to do. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. in Jesus' name, I just want to pause and ask you to pause and consider what the Holy Spirit is doing in your life, and not to make any small request and not make any small plans, but make your plans big. You, Sue R. in Round Rock, Texas, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have taken responsibility for so much responsibility that really is not your responsibility. You've taken on the responsibility of others, and I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Sue R. from Round Rock, Texas, that you are to allow people to take responsibility for themselves. If you don't, they will never grow in life. They may grow in stature, but they will not grow spiritually. And so I pray that you will allow them to take these responsibilities. And Pastor Daryl G. from Tulsa, Oklahoma, remember that God is at work, and as you are faithful in working in small places, I want to tell you there is big fish in small places, and you're going to catch some big fish that is going to represent you in a dimension in a way that you have not suspected in days gone by. Doris O. from Irving, Texas. Doris, remember the promises that have been made to you by God in times past. Don't be weary in well-doing. Allow the Holy Spirit to bring it about in His time. Remember that He makes everything beautiful in His time. And KM from Dallas, Texas, God is setting it all up. Those business opportunities are awaiting you. You have been involved in other business situations with other people, and you have watched them make great progress and bring in major finances. Now other people are going to begin to invest in your projects, and great finances are coming your way. Hold out your hands, and don't fail to call in blessings from the north and from the south and from the east and from the west. And Lori B. from Dinuba, California, God is using you to minister to those who are hard of heart. And God's going to begin to take out their hearts of stone and begin to put in hearts of flesh. And you're going to see people's strong will crumble before your very eyes. And there's going to be a major transformation of those that you have been sharing the gospel with, enlarging the borders of the place where you now dwell. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Jeff M. from Norman, Oklahoma, God has given you that unusual and canny ability to determine certain situations through statistics and through past results. And God is going to help you build faith in people by understanding the results that they've already accomplished in their lives. Many people can never look back on the results that have been accomplished in their lives. They only look at the missed opportunities and the failures, but you are going to help them determine the results that have happened in their life that will be a springboard to bringing them into new dimensions of their life and their situation. Paula S. from West Palm Beach, Florida. Paula, I hear the Lord saying that God is operating with you, in you, the gift of the word of knowledge, beginning to reveal the secrets of another person's heart, so there will be a confirmation of what is happening in their lives. In Jesus' name, I bless you. Octavio from Riverside, California. Octavio, God is giving you an opportunity to minister to those people that are living in deep deception. I declare that God is going to bring about a ministry of being able to break deception off of people, because deception runs deep. And the spirit, when the spirit of deception is broken off of people, they will begin to see clearly the will, plan, and purpose that God has for them in their lives, in Jesus' name. And there's some names and cities and states that are coming in. I'm going to have Ian Kieber to write some of those names down, if he's getting any, and pass them along to me. And all I'll have is just a name, but I'll share a prophetic word here while I'm giving a word to Donna S. from Port Orange, Florida. We have great, we have a lot of response from the state, the Sunshine State of Florida. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're going to bring a lot of sunshine into people's lives. Donna Smith, people that have been living in long-term depression, people that have come to the end of their rope or the end of their road, people that feel like the bridge is out. The bridge is out in their life and they can't go any further. But God is going to give you a word of hope in due season. You're going to break off the spirit of depression that is in their life, the spirit of despondency and the spirit of discouragement in Jesus' name. And Earl J. from Lawton, Oklahoma. Yeah, you know that word of God is strong inside of you, and the word that dwelt in your father, in your grandfather, in your mother, in your grandmother now dwells richly inside of you, and God has given you a double anointing for a double cause, and during the day you will work with your hands, and in the night time you will preach with your voice. I bless you now, Earl J., in Jesus' name. And I bless you, Celia E. from Crum, Texas. From Crum, Texas. I hear the Lord saying, start it up. Get started, because God is giving you a new business assignment. And there are those that's going to invest in your business globally. It's going to be a major proposition that many financiers will become involved in, because they will believe in what God has placed in your heart. And let's see, Ian is handing me some names here. Wendolly from Friendswood, Texas. Wendolly, the hand of God is mightily upon you to preach. You've encouraged others to preach. Now you preach, and now you prophesy. And you're going to have a prophetic company of young men that is going to radically change the world and is going to radically change the atmosphere, a radical group of young Spanish-speaking men that will radically change the spiritual atmosphere of this nation, of this land. And Patty B. from Appleton, Wisconsin. Patty B., I hear the Lord saying you are going to break strongholds over people's lives. People that have been bound by strongholds for so many, many years, they get to a certain place, a certain walk with you, and they cannot progress any farther because they take two steps forward, but one step back, two steps forward, one step back. But they cannot seem to go over that threshold into that new dimension of ministry that God has placed in their lives. But Patty, that gift to do spiritual warfare from Appleton, Wisconsin, is going to be strong in you, and you are going to break people free. It's going to be an amazing thing that begins to happen. And you may say, me, can I really do that? But you just start. You start. And where do you start? Well, God will bring about a person in your life in the next two or three days that you will start with. You're going to have amazing results, and God will set you into an amazing rhythm to begin to bring freedom into people's lives that have needed freedom so desperately. And Emma S. from Idaho, listen to me. God is at work, and He is not. He's not just a part of wishful thinking. And so many times we try to operate on wishful thinking, but you must understand that you must trade those wishful thoughts into God thoughts, into God dreams, that God is working in your life. And there is an acceleration. It seems like everything has been going so slow. It's like everything has been going at a crawling pace. But God is going to move that crawling pace that you've been operating and functioning in into breakneck speed. And you're going to say, God, slow down. Things are happening so quickly, so speedily in my life, but God is going to be doing so many amazing things that you are made for high speed. You are made for high speed. You are not in some, you're not operating in some normal a vehicle that only reaches 120 miles. You are being put into a vehicle that has speeds reaching like 200 miles an hour. And that is what you're made for. And so it's like nothing, 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 pow. What used to take 6 weeks, what used to take 6 months is only going to take 6 weeks. And what used to take 6 weeks is only going to take 6 days. And what used to take 6 days is only going to take 6 hours. Going to be an amazing way that God is going to begin to turn your life into wishful thinking, into God thoughts. It's going to be quite incredible. So Ian is handing me some more names here. I'm hearing from, Adeline G. from Houston, Texas. Adeline, God has put a song in your heart. And it's a melody, and songs are going to begin to be written by you by just humming out the melody. I know that most songwriters, I'm not a songwriter, but most songwriters that I know, they start with words. They sit down and words begin to appear, and they begin to write those words down. Godfrey Berlow, who was on with me yesterday, one of the leading a Christian artist and songwriters in the United Kingdom. And it just begins with thoughts that he has. But it's going to be different for you, Adeline G. from Houston, Texas. It's all going to begin with a melody. In fact, you may not ever have any words. You may just take melodies to certain songwriters and say, I have a melody. And as they listen to the melody that you are humming or putting to music or whatever, they'll begin to create the words. And I see a lot of Christian songs, gospel songs, with your name and another person's name, or your name and maybe two or three other people's names, and you are going to be getting revenue from your song writing just by simply creating the melody for many hit songs. I would call hit Christian songs or hit gospel songs. And so I just bless you, Nicole, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just pray over those of you that are songwriters. I'm speaking over a songwriter right now that is listening to my voice. And it's like the river, the riverbed has run dry, and you were getting all sorts of songs, and you were getting all sorts of opportunities to write songs and share songs, but it's like no songs have been coming. But I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that it's not a period. It's only a sila. It's only a pause. A pause to consider that God is going to begin to give you new and better songs, but you must not allow yourself to be anxious, because everything is in an ebb and a flow. So it's the wave has gone out, and you say, what? But no, the wave is going to come in. There's an ebb and flow of your life, and God is teaching you how to use that ebb and flow to work in your songwriting abilities. So I bless you right now in Jesus' name. I just hear the Lord saying over you, Laura R., from Oklahoma City, you are on a roll. You are on a roll. Don't stop now. Don't hesitate, because you are in a good rhythm in life. And I bless you right now in Jesus' name. I bless you, Theresa. I bless you, Ivan. I bless you, Mark. I bless you, Joy. I bless you, Valerie. I bless you, Sheila. I bless you, Royce. I bless you, Dwayne. I bless you, Sonny. I bless you, Meredith. I bless you, Brandy. I bless you, Kathy. I bless you, Josh. I bless you, Cindy. Trevor, Gail. All of these people that I was having prophetic words for, God is thinking about you, and will continue, of course, on next Tuesday. Tell your friends about this, and I want my partner, who's been my partner for 50 years, Gene Gentry, to come. And Gene, I'm so thankful for the prophetic word, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
What has the prophetic word done for us?
Oh, it's been amazing. The words that we've received has just moved us beyond anything that we could ever wish or think for.
I know. We were both raised in small towns in Oklahoma. Right. Both of us actually were raised in poverty. Yes. We didn't have many opportunities, but we begin to pray and we begin to hear the voice of God.
Yes.
And it's amazing.
It is.
Here we are, been in full-time ministry now for 50 years because we were able to hear the voice of God. We want to give people an opportunity to sow into this ministry that God has given us. And we're not very good at raising funds for ourselves, are we?
No, we're not. We traveled for over 30 years and received honorariums, and that was our salary. But we no longer travel, so we just depend on people that hear from God and sow into this ministry.
Yeah.
And there's no charge for the prophecy. In fact, we don't charge for anything. We have books online on our website that we just give away, and we've given and given, but we can't do what we're doing without you sowing back. So we're very thankful and grateful.
We need finances, and what we're doing now is made possible by people that are working with us. You know, we have several people that that are on our payroll every month.
Yes.
And we just have to believe God. We don't have anybody that's underwriting this ministry, but
no.
We depend upon the contributions of people that believe in us. And
that's right.
We know there's a lot of opportunities for people to give, but I'd like to ask those that are listening or watching today to sow a seed into Breakout Ministries. And you can do that by going to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. You go down to the page, there's a donate button. You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. That's bpnradio.com. And if they want to send a check, they can make their check to, how do they make their check?
Breakout Ministries.
Breakout Ministries.
And send that to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709.
Can you repeat that, Gene?
Make your checks to Breakout Ministries. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709.
Father, we speak a blessing on those people that are sowing into this ministry.
Yes.
That are sowing into Breakout Ministry, that believe in what Gene and I are doing, and Breakout Ministries are doing, BPN Radio, Breakout Radio Church, and Let's Pray America is doing, as we call America to pray. God, we pray that you'll bless the people that are giving today.
Yes.
Bless them abundantly and bountifully. And bless my wonderful wife, Jean Gentry.
And bless my wonderful husband, Dale.
We've been partnering for a long time.
We have. Over 50 years now.
And 56 years of marriage.
Yes.
It's been a good journey.
It has.
And there's nothing that two people can't do, right? When they set themselves in agreement.
When they agree together.
That's right, when they agree together. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in today to Prophetic Tuesday. This program will be replayed throughout the day on BPN Radio and Facebook Live. So glad to have you listening, and God bless you that have been listening on BPN Radio.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.